Mario, whose incarnation of Lord Shiva is faultless because he is a servant carrying out the orders of the Lord. But those who follow his Mayavadi philosophy are doomed. They will lose all their advancement in spiritual knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mayavadi philosophers are very proud of exhibiting their Vedanta knowledge through grammatical jugglery. But Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita certifies that they are mayaya apahruta jnana, bereft of real knowledge due to maya. Maya has two potencies with which to execute her two functions. Prakhepatmika sakti, the power to throw the living entity in the ocean of material existence, and avaranatmika sakti, the power to cover the knowledge of the living entity. The function of the avaranatmika sakti is explained in Bhagavad Gita by the word mayaya prabhuta jnana. Why the maya, daivi maya or illusory energy of Krishna takes away the knowledge of the mayavadi philosophers is also explained in Bhagavad Gita by the use of the words asuram bhavam asritaha, which refer to a person who doesn't agree to the existence of the Lord. The Mayavadis who are not in agreement with the existence of the Lord can be classified in two groups, exemplified by the impersonalist Shankarites of Varanasi and the Buddhists of Sarnath. Both of them are Mayavadis, and Krishna takes away their knowledge due to their atheistic philosophies. Neither of them agree to accept the existence of a personal God. The Buddhist philosophers clearly deny both the soul and God. And although the Shankarites do not openly deny God, they say that the Absolute is nirākāra or formless. Thus, both of them are avisuddha buddhaya, are imperfect and unclean in their knowledge and intelligence. The most prominent Mayavadi scholar, Sadananda Jogindra, has written a book called Vedanta Sāra, in which he expounds the philosophy of Shankaracharya, and all the followers of Shankar's philosophy attribute great importance to his statements. In this Vedanta Sāra, Sadananda Jogindra defines Brahma as Sachidananda, combined with the knowledge and without duality, and he defines ignorance, jada, as knowledge distinct from that of Sat and Asat. This is almost inconceivable, but it is product of the three material qualities. Thus, he considers anything other than pure knowledge to be material. The center of ignorance is considered to be sometimes all-pervading and sometimes individual. Thus, according to his opinion, both the all-pervading Vishnu and the individual living entities are products of ignorance. In simple language, it is the opinion of Sadananda Jogindra that since everything is nirākāra, formless, the conception of Vishnu and the conception of the individual soul are both products of ignorance. He also explains that the Visuddha Sattva, conception of the Vaishnava, is nothing but pradhana, or the chief principle of creation. He maintains that when all pervading knowledge is contaminated by the Visuddha Sattva, which consists of a transformation of the quality of goodness, there arises the conception of the Supreme Personal Godhead, who is the omnipotent, omniscient, supreme ruler, the super soul, the cause of all causes, the supreme Ishwar, etc. According to Sadananda Jogindra, because Ishwara, the Supreme Lord, is the reservoir of all ignorance, he may be called sarvajna or omniscient. But one who denies the existence of the omnipotent Supreme Personality Godhead is more than Ishwara or the Lord. His conclusion, therefore, is that the Supreme Personality Godhead Ishwara is a transformation of material ignorance, and that the living entity Jiva is covered by ignorance. Thus he describes both collective and individual existence in darkness. According to Mayavadi philosophers, the Vaishnava conception of the Lord as the Supreme Personality Godhead and of the Jiva or individual soul as the external, eternal servant is a manifestation of ignorance. If we accept the judgment of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, however the Mayavadis are to be considered Mayaya Aparuta Jnana, are bereft of all knowledge, because they do not recognize the existence of the Supreme Personality Godhead, or they claim that His existence is the product of the material conception of Maya. These are characteristics of Asuras or demons. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His discourses with Sarvam Bhattacharya said, Jiver Nistar Lagi Sutra Koila Vyas, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoy Sarvanas. Vyasdev composed the Vedanta Sutra to deliver the conditioned souls from this material world. But Shankaracharya, by expressing the Vedanta Sutra, by presenting the Vedanta Sutra in his own way, has clearly done a great service to him and society, for one who follows his Mayavad philosophy is doomed. In the Vedanta Sutra, devotional service is clearly indicated, but the Mayavadi philosophers refuse to accept the spiritual body of the Supreme Absolute Person and refuse to accept that the living entity has an individual existence separate from that of the Supreme Lord. Thus, they have created a theistic havoc all over the world. For such a conclusion is granted, the very nature of the transcendental process of pure devotional service. The Mayavadi philosophers' unrealizable ambition to become one with the Supreme through denying the existence of the personality of Godhead results in a most calamitous misrepresentation of spiritual knowledge, and who follows this philosophy is doomed to remain perpetually in this material world. Therefore, they are called avisuddha buddhaya, or unclean in knowledge. Because they are unclean in knowledge, all their austerities and penances end in frustration. Thus, although they may be honored at first as very learned scholars, ultimately they descend to physical activities of politics, social work, etc. Instead of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, they again become one with these material activities. This is explained by Srimad Bhagavatam, Aruhya Kusriyana Param Padam Tada Padanti Adho Anadruto Jusmadangraya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. In actuality, the Mayavadi philosophers very strictly follow the austerities and penances of spiritual life, and in this way are elevated to the impersonal Brahman platform. But due to their negligence of the lotus feet of the Lord, they again fall down to the material existence. Tar dosanai teho agyankari das, ar jai sune tar hoi sarvanas. Sriman Mahaprabhu, Kashire, Mayavadi sannyasi nano ko, prakasanam, who is an incarnation of Shiva, compiles this Mayavad philosophy, which is not bona fide philosophy of Vedanta Sutra, commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Why he did so? The akritrima bhashya, natural bhashya of Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadeva is the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. And he himself has given the commentary. Vyasadeva has given commentary. The real commentary, the natural commentary, bona fide commentary of Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? But Shankaracharya didn't speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if he speaks about Srimad Bhagavatam, then his purpose will not be fulfilled. He has been ordered by Bhagavan Vishnu to cover him up, and to build up the people of Kali Yuga. You understand? When that means Shankaracharya came, Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Shankara, Sivaji. Sivaji, you understand? Sivaji is a Vaishnava, Sivaji is a Mahajan, but why did so? Because he only obeyed the order of Lord Vishnu, his master. Agyankari Bhutyo, his order carrier. He has no fault. Mahaprabhu says this thing. Tar nahi dosh. He has no fault. He is faultless. He is just out of carrier. Lord Vishnu orders this thing. Why orders? And that is the need at that time. That is need at that time. Tatkalika is not sarvakalika. This need is not now. It is not needed now. At that time it is needed because Veda was going to be lost by the propagation of Buddhist philosophy. Buddhist philosophy is a theistic philosophy. Veda namani bauddha hoila nastik. The Buddhists are atheists. They don't accept Veda. So Veda is going to be lost, but it cannot be lost because it's eternal. Veda comes out from the breathing of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is eternal. So Veda is eternal. How can it be lost? It cannot be lost. So it should be, what do you say? Again, re-established, should be established. It cannot be lost. So Narayana Vishnu ordered Shivaji, you go as an acharya and establish Veda. You understand? And Shivaji is very powerful. Tum Mahabaho, it's stated. It's Mahabaho, very powerful. Shivaji is very powerful because he could drink the ocean like poison and protect it, the whole world. Otherwise, the whole world would have been destroyed. So powerful personality, Shivaji. Mahabhuja, it is stated here. Mahabhuja, adatyana, vidityana, darsayasa, Mahabhuja. Tuncha, rudra, mahabaho. It's very powerful. You are very powerful. You can do it. You go and do it, that thing. Just cover me up. Lord Narayana Vishnu says, just come up, cover me up. You give just imaginative commentary of Vedanta Sutra. You understand? Imaginative. It's not real commentary. Real commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. You just give this thing. As the whole human being, whole society will be bewildered, will be deluded. Delude them. Just. They will be, away from me. At first, you see, the Vedas have different divisions. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda, divisions are there. In Vedas, everything is there. So, Lord Shiva was advised to just establish the this karma kanda and jnana kanda portion. Karma kanda and jnana kanda portion of Vedas, not the bhakti portion or upasana kanda. You understand? He has not. That is the guna portion. What do you say? Guna means secondary, is not chief. Just establish that thing. In that portion of Veda, jnana kanda, karma kanda, you see, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishar Bhanda is like a poisonous pot. You understand? It's a poisonous pot. Jnana kanda, karma kanda, jnana kanda portion of Veda is like poisonous pot. You understand? That is the guna portion, secondary portion of the Vedas, not chief portion. Sarvicha Vedang Mahangeva Vedya. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, in all the Vedas I am to be known. Sarvicha Vedang Mahangeva Vedya. In all the Vedas I am to be known. You understand? The one who knows Krishna, he knows Veda. And Veda comes out from the breathing of Krishna. You understand? So, Krishna is the source of Veda. You understand? Veda means pure knowledge. And the Maya, this Mayabad is Abhisuddha Buddhaya, impure knowledge, impure intelligence. Because they don't accept the lotus feet of Krishna, they don't accept the surrendering process, they don't accept, in other words, we say bhakti. Very, you see, self-explanatory it is Srila Prabhupada's explanation in his purport is very just purport. Very clearly he has stated how that Sadananda Jogindra is giving his opinion. You see, it's quite contradictory thing, quite fallacious. It's not at all correct. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says this thing, that jiver nistar lagi sutra koilo vyas mayavadi bhashya sunile hoi sarvanas. Vyasdev himself has given commentary of Vedanta Sutra, that Srimad Bhagavatam Bhakti Shastra, Bhakti Tattva has been said there. If someone will hear the philosophy of mayavadis, he will be doomed. Because bhakti is the atma bruti. The dharma of the soul is to surrender unto Krishna, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God, and render service unto the Lotus Feet. Jiva Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, that the real identity of the Jiva, he is eternal servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna. He has to render service. But in Mayavada philosophy, this is not there. No question of surrender, no question of rendering service. Rather, as per the Sadananda Jogindra's opinion, the living entity, Jiva, never accepts the existence of the Supreme Ishwara, is more than the law. He says, more than the law. It becomes Ishwara, more than the law. Ishwara is covered up by ignorance, he says. It's quite philosophies. This is it. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi bhashya sunile hoi sarvanas. One will be doomed if you listen to Mayavadi bhashya, Mayavadi commentary. Because he'll never surrender. He'll think himself one with the God. I am God. I am the Supreme Lord. You understand? So the real nature, real dharma of the soul is lost at all. It's lost at all. That's what it has been said. So one should not listen to it. And when Mahaprabhu talked with Rai Ramananda during his South India visit, prachar, preaching tour, he asked Rai Ramananda, Bubukhyu Mumukhyu Gati. What is the destination of Bubukhyu and Mumukhyu? Bubukhyu and Mumukhyu. Bubukhyu means one who runs after this material enjoyment is Bubukhyu. And Mumukhyu is one who runs after liberation, to merge into the Brahman effulgence, Mukti, Mumukhyu. What is that destination? Rai Ramananda answered, Deva Deha, Sthavar Deha, Duhankar Gati. You understand? Deva Deha, Sthavar Deha. That means, the Bhukhyu, one who runs after the material enjoyment, he may ultimately be elevated to heavenly planets and get a demigod's body and will enjoy there. There is a long period for one kalpa. And the Mukhyu, those who run after this liberation, merging into the Brahman effulgence, they will fall down and be born in the spaces of sthavar, that means trees and mountains. This covered consciousness, a brute chetana, so degraded, that is the destination. The consciousness is a brute chetana, lowest of consciousness. The five levels of consciousness we speak, and the lowest level is a brute chetana, the consciousness of this trees and mountains is covered consciousness. So their destination is such. Gati. Therefore, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile Hoi Sarvanas. One will listen to Mayavadi Bhashya, he will be doomed. One should not. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. They are great offenders at the lotus feet of Krishna. Next verse says, Prakruta Kuryamani Vishnu Kalevara Vishnu Rindarna Hintahara Upar. They think the body of the Lord Vishnu is material. It's such a great offense they commit. great offenders. Mahabharata, Krishna, aparadh. If someone will associate with the offenders, you'll become offender. So, Mahaprabhu gave caution. Don't associate, don't listen. Still, Mahaprabhu accepted Shankaracharya as an acharya. Shankara, Shankara, Swayam. Shankara is acharya. He has helped us. How he helped? Yes, because he established Veda. When Veda is going to be lost. Do you understand? He just presented the Gauna portion of Veda and establishes. Because this people who are of less intelligent and of lesser inferior consciousness, you understand? The lower level of consciousness, saṅkha-cīta cetana-astara, budding, shrunken consciousness, you understand? They cannot understand the real theme of Veda. The consciousness should first be elevated. Then they can understand, otherwise they cannot. Therefore, Buddha denied Veda. I don't accept Veda. Throw that out. Because they cannot understand it. And that is also tatkalika. That is at that time needed. So when Shankar came, he did the same thing, what is needed at that time. Veda should be established. First, Gauna portion should be established. Then one can go up to Mukhya. Alone a certain Mukhya cannot be established. One from proceed from Gauna to Mukhya. This is the process. So Rudra, Shivaji did that thing. That means, in other words, we may say, he just led the plinth level. Plinth level. You understand? Plinth level. Then, a great mansion will be built if there is strong plinth. Otherwise, it cannot be built. So after that, Mahaprabhu came, who built this great mansion of Bhakti Saudha. You understand? Who built the Bhakti Saudha? Because Rudra, Shivaji has already laid the foundation. So he helped us. So Mahaprabhu said, he helped us. Otherwise, I could not have built that great Bhakti Saudha, Bhakti Mansion. I cannot. I couldn't have built. He helped us. And that was needed at that time. Now, great mansion is already built. No need of laying the plinth now. Such great mansion is there. Bhakti Saudha is there. It's no need at all now. It was needed at that time. It's tatkalika. So, no need of again going back to the plinth level. It's very nice. Palace is there. Come and rest here. Why are you just demolishing the palace and again going to the plinth? Such ignorance and unintelligence, foolishness. You understand? So Mahaprabhu says this. How Rudra, Shivaji is not at all fault, is faultless. He just carries out the order. Now, whatever he says is all imaginative. He was ordered, so he did it. And that was neat. But he is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava Ananda Thasambhu. So he has said, Bhaja Govindam Mudamate Bhaja Govindam. He has said that. Do the bhajan of Govinda. He has said that.